The Sportscast, May 3rd, 2021. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Twitter, and Apple Podcasts. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts or any of your favorite podcast providers, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. And of course, go visit our website, thesportscast.net, thesportscast.net for the latest, or download our app, The Sportscast. You can watch it. You can download it on the Apple App Store for free. Wow, what a week last week. It was pretty much draining. I did like 3.5 shows last week. Was live on Thursday night with Victor and Byron. We went for 2.5 hours, which is not bad. I think the whole first round was 3 hours. And then, of course, I produced a big show. I think Tyler Turner got 50% of his mock draft predictions correct. Actually, a little bit less than 50, but close to 50. He did a good job. And then, of course, yeah. And then we got today, Mr. Joey Bag of Donuts back at it. How's it going, man?
The NFL draft is like the – I've heard it described as the Super Bowl of the offseason, and it really was. It was – we've been talking – it's like Christmas. We've been talking about it for months. It finally happened. It's a lot of information. It's a lot of stuff. I'm glad it's over, and I'm glad we don't have to hear about a mock draft for another 5 minutes. Now we have our wonderful draft grades, which annoys the living heck out of me.
Yes, and these things are hard to predict. I mean, they might be harder or same difficulty as March Madness, you think?
Yeah, it's all speculation. Anybody that says, I love this draft or I love this team, what they did, we don't know. We don't know what any of these players are going to do. I love that everybody assumes that all of these players are going to be stars. Some will work out, some will not, some will be massive busts. We don't know who, but... you know, it's just way too early to tell.
Yeah, that's always a big question mark. You know, are they going to be a bust? Are they going to be a success? And then you got those players that were selected after the third round, and then like they become, you know, superstars. They won, you know, like they win six Super Bowls, like Tom Brady. You know, collected was selected in the round six of the NFL draft and things like that. So, you know. Could happen. But anyways. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, there could be some player in round 3, 4, or 5 that was drafted that, you know, becomes a star or something like that, and everybody's going to say, why did all these teams pass on them? It's going to happen.
Exactly. Anyways, let's start, and let's recap the NFL draft. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Let's get it going. So, first pick, no surprise there, Jaguars, Trevor Lawrence. Any reaction there?
No surprise at all. I think it was very funny that the last week leading up to the draft, there was a report that said, oh, they're considering other quarterbacks. And stuff. Like, no, they weren't. I mean, it was so silly. The draft speculation just got, you know, to ridiculous levels, just like it does every year. But yeah, everybody knew they were taking Trevor Lawrence. Yeah, I mean, Trevor Lawrence has been the guy for, gosh, now about 3 years that people were saying that he was going to be the number one overall pick. So this was a no-brainer.
I would say 3 years as well. Second pick, New York Jets select Zach Wilson, which his photo went viral of him taking a picture of him. He was in the bathroom selfie, and then he was, you know, looking nice and everything. But he was the most obvious for the Jets as well.
That actually, when he was looking at his phone, that was me texting him saying, dude, don't go to the Jets. Don't do it.
And of course, he looks like what everyone's saying. Oh, he looks 15 going to the prom.
He did. Yeah, that was one of the memes that came out of this draft. Very funny. Yeah, he looks very young. We'll see what happens.
The third pick, which mostly everyone says that's where the draft started. A surprise, almost 80% of people have been hearing that the San Francisco 49ers were going to select Mac Jones. They select Trey Lance instead.
Joe, this was surprised. This Yes. I mean, all the speculation was that they were going to take Mac Jones. I'm so glad they didn't. I think that would have been a huge mistake to take him that early. But this is one of the biggest stories of the draft and one of the biggest gambles. We don't know anything about this guy. He played so little. He played against lesser competition. He only played one game last year. We don't know. He could be awesome. He could be not good. It's just a giant gamble by the 49ers. We'll see if it pays off.
Yeah, that's something that I thought Justin Fields, but it was between Trey Lance and Mac Jones for that number three spot. I was surprised. I thought it was, 80% certain that it was going to be Mac Jones, and then there was 20% chance it was going to be Trey Lance. It was Trey Lance, surprise of the night. Niners knew it for a few days, I've heard. But, hey, we'll see if Garoppolo sticks around. What do you think?
So what I think will happen is I think Garoppolo will be the starter this year. Give Trey Lance a year to learn, like a redshirt year, which is, like we just mentioned, is he has almost no experience. So he's going to need that year. Then next year, they'll get rid of Jimmy G. Trey Lance will be the guy.
Atlanta Falcons at number four select Kyle Pitts, tight end, /wide receiver. This was a no-brainer, right, Joe?
It was a no-brainer, yeah. I mean, Falcons could have gone quarterback, but... Kyle Pitts was basically considered a generational talent, one of the best tight end /wide receiver prospects ever. So this was a no-brainer.
Also, they said, hey, Matt Ryan is our quarterback for the next couple of years. How about that?
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, he's, he's old, but he's not too old. So you could get a couple more years out of him.
Number five, Cincinnati Bengals. This is where the reunion storylines begin. Jamar Chase reunited with Joe Burrow, former LSU teammates. Joe, how about this?
Makes total sense. They were teammates, so totally makes sense that they would go there. There was speculation that they would take Penny Sewell, but I guess they don't care about Joey Burrow and don't care if he gets sacked a million times. Just kidding. They decided they would take, offensive line, later in the draft, and that's fine. Chase is another amazing prospect. So this is another, great pick, no-brainer.
Yeah, that was another option for protection for Joe Burrow, but Chase was rumored for a while, the best receiver in this draft. Cincinnati snatched him, and we'll see what happens at number six, where Miami Dolphins selected Jalen Waddle, another pick familiar to Tua Tagovailoa. Both played. Dolphins were going to pick a receiver anyways. It was Waddle.
If you're going to, they already had their quarterback, just like the Bengals already have their quarterback. So why not pair them with someone that they're familiar with? This makes perfect sense. And yeah, great job.
Penny Sewell, as you mentioned before, is going to Detroit instead of San Francisco. He's going to protect Mr. Jared Goff. How much of a benefit is this for the Lions?
I think the Lions were absolutely thrilled that they got Penny Sewell. I think they, there was that one video of them, jumping up and down when he was available. So they're very happy that he fell to them. I've heard Penny Sewell not only will be the best player of this draft, but is a future Hall of Famer. That's how highly he is thought of. So this is a great pick by the Lions.
Definitely, definitely making a stand there in Detroit. Next, Carolina Panthers. Sam Darnold is the man because they selected J.C. Horn, Joe.
This is another one of the big stories. The first story was what happens, what are the 49ers going to do? And the next story was what's going to happen with Justin Fields. The Panthers decided to pass on him. I think that, like you just said, they decided Sam Darnold is a guy. Okay, well, good luck with that. That's a major decision that the Panthers made. J.C. Horn is considered a very good cornerback, so, it's a good pick. It is a decision that the Panthers decided to make. We'll see how it goes.
You're not really thrilled with Sam Darnold, aren't you?
Oh, no. No, I mean, yes, it sucked that he was on the Jets for that long, but there's also, when you're bad for that long, maybe it's not just a team.
It could be. We'll see how he does in Carolina. Let's go to number 9, Denver Broncos. Select Patrick Surtain II from Alabama. Some people were saying maybe quarterback, but Broncos are sticking with Teddy Bridgewater and Drew Locke. But Surtain is Broncos is known for their defense. This is a huge plus for them, isn't it?
This is another part of that story of Justin Fields. The Panthers passed on Fields, and so did the Broncos. And the speculation is, well, we know you need a quarterback. Maybe they think Aaron Rodgers is going to be that quarterback. So that's why they decided to go defense.
Justin Reynolds says, you can't really fairly grade Darnold based on the fact he has no offensive line or weapons when he was with the Jets.
That's what the Panthers are saying. We will see.
Number 10, Eagles traded up with the Cowboys. They got Devontae Smith, huge asset, another familiarity with Jalen Hurts. How much of a gain was this, Joe?
This is a big gamble because the thing about Devontae Smith is his size. He's listed as 6'1", 175. I think that's probably a little bit of a stretch. But hey, if it could work out, you know, he had his list of credentials are as long as a CVS receipt. They're just he's done so many things, he's accomplished so many things. Great. So this could be a great pick by the Eagles. It could be a disaster also. He automatically becomes their best wide receiver. So we'll see.
A lot of pressure on that young man. Another trade, the Chicago Bears, not the Bells, traded up with the Giants to the 11th, and they got a good snatch. I thought it was worth the trade. Justin Fields, Joe Toscano, what do you think about that?
Loved it. I thought this was the best move of the draft. The Bears are a playoff team. The Bears made the playoffs. They made the playoffs in spite of lousy quarterback play. So they have the defense. They just need the offense. And you have an offensive quote-unquote genius in a coach that's on the hot seat. So this makes perfect sense. The Bears are very smart for getting him. I am so high on Fields. I love him. I think he's going to be very good. I'm a little worried because quarterbacks don't do so well in Chicago, but he may overcome that. I think this is a great move.
Micah Parsons goes to number 12, Dallas Cowboys. I've always heard Micah Parsons to Dallas. Dallas was looking for defense. Joe, what's up with that?
I've always heard that Surtain was going to end up with the Cowboys. This is a great pick, though. They just lost Sean Lee. Micah Parsons is considered an excellent linebacker, so very good pick by them.
Number 13, LA Chargers. Ty Turner is happy about this pick. He's a Chargers fan. Rashawn Slater, offensive tackle from Northwestern. Joe, what do you say?
Hey, you got your quarterback. Now protect him. He's going to start immediately. Hey, great move.
You know, it's funny because people say, yeah, you could, you know, always wait till later rounds to get a OT. But, you know, hey, sometimes you want to snatch him early just in case.
Yeah. I mean, this was a draft that was very deep in offensive line. But, hey, go get the good ones. No problem with that.
Exactly. Number 14, New York Jets got Elijah Vera Tucker, offensive line from USC. How about this for the Jets and Zach Wilson?
I make fun of the Jets all the time because, well, they're the Jets. But this, I think they have a new front office, a new coaching staff. I think they're turning it around. I think they had a very good draft. Makes sense. You have your, hopefully, franchise quarterback now. So you want to, you know, you want to protect him. So, and Vera Tucker is rated very highly. So I think this was a good pick.
Number 15, New England Patriots got what they wanted. Speculation. I was 20%. You know, saying this could happen. Mac Jones from Alabama going to the Patriots, possibly be the future franchise quarterback in New England. What are your thoughts?
This is a perfect marriage. I think Mac Jones and the Patriots are perfect for each other. It is great for the Patriots that he fell right to them. They didn't even have to trade up or anything to get him. He just fell to them. Perfect situation for the Patriots. Perfect situation for Mac Jones. I don't want to say he's going to be their Tom Brady, but they're very similar. They have a similar not great bodies. They're not mobile at all, and they're supposed to be known for their accuracy. So, you know, you don't want to say anybody's the next Tom Brady, but I think the Patriots want him to be their Tom Brady.
How soon do you see? Can you see Mac Jones starting for New England? Couple games in towards the end of the season. How soon do you think we'll see him start?
That's a good question. You know, last year Cam Newton was the guy. They did not have a good season. So at what point, let's say that happens again, let's say they got off to a not good start, do you bench Cam and put in Mac Jones? I don't know. We'll see. I think the Patriots are going to be better this year, and I think you want Cam Newton, you want the veteran to be in there. So I would say that Cam Newton is going to be in there all year, but I could totally see him being benched at some point.
And Justin says Mac can run 4.6 and he can be mobile. It's true. He could be. We'll see.
I think his total rushing yards in college was like total under 10 or something like that.
Arizona Cardinals select Zaven Collins from Tulsa. Byron Jones loved that pick. Does Joe love that pick too?
I love it. The Cardinals are building a pretty nasty defense there. They just got J.J. Watt. Now they're adding Zaven Collins. That's very good pick. I've heard him. You know, if he fell down, maybe the Steelers could take him at 24. Excellent pick. Really like what the Cardinals are doing.
A huge surprise pick. Las Vegas Raiders select Alex Leatherwood. Some people say this is too soon, but the Raiders do some odd picks in the past. Joe, were you surprised about this one?
Not only do the Raiders zag when they should zig, when everybody else zigs, they just do their own thing. This was such a questionable pick. Leatherwood was, he was projected as a second rounder. And if you really want the guy, then trade back some spots and you still want and get some extra picks so you still would have got him. But hey, the Raiders are the Raiders. Whatever.
I wonder who makes that selection. Is it Gruden or someone else?
You gotta think. I mean, you know, Mike Mayock is the GM, but you gotta think Gruden has some influence, so not sure. I saw some report that said Gruden went rogue, so I don't know how that works, but
let's continue on. Number 18, Miami Dolphins select Jalen Phillips, defensive end he is from the University of Miami. Thoughts over that pick?
Hey, local kid. Get the kid that was in Miami. Yeah, they needed an edge guy. He has a lot of talent, so good pick.
University of Miami. Washington football team select Jamin Davis, linebacker from Kentucky.
Washington is building. It's another team that's building a really good defense. It's very smart when you have, you know, a one side of the ball that's really good to make that better. So and Jamin Davis is very good. So this could potentially be a really, really good pick. I'm talking like maybe defensive rookie of the year.
New York Giants select Kadarius Toney, wide receiver. He'll be pairing up with Galladay. Some people say this is a little too soon. Why did the Giants do it? But Joe, was this the right pick?
Yeah, he's good. They need a wide receiver. You know, they need to see what they have in Daniel Jones. They need to, you know, see whether they have their franchise quarterback or not. So it's almost make or break time for him. They're giving him the weapons. They already got Galladay. Now they got Toney. So, hey, it's on you now, Daniel Jones.
Indianapolis Colts at number 21 select Quiddy Pay from Michigan.
I love this. You know, if you've seen Quiddy Pay's story, God, you know, the things that he and his family have had to go through, you know, the things that he's had to overcome. It's just it's such an inspirational story. It's awesome. I think the Colts got somebody really good here. It's a very good pick.
Colts are looking stronger. Tennessee Titans select Caleb Farley, cornerback from Virginia Tech, Joe.
This was a huge gamble. Farley is a top 10 or top 15 talent, but with his medical issues, it's very scary. So this is definitely a boom or bust situation. We'll see.
And they're out there in the draft every year. There's that one player, hey, he's looking good, but he's also injury prone. Number 23, Minnesota Vikings. Get Christian Harrisall, offensive tackle from Virginia Tech. How about this, Joe?
This was an excellent pick by the Vikings. Darisaw fell. He is, some have considered him one of the best tackle prospects in the draft. So for them to get him at 23 is a huge value. I remember as the draft was going on, you know, my Steelers were at 24. It's like, oh my God, we might get this guy. So great pick by the Vikings.
Number 24, probably one of the most predictable picks. And also in like the lower first round, Pittsburgh Steelers getting Najee Harris. Everyone saw it coming. Joe saw it. Joe, how confirmed were you?
I love this. You know, the thing I hate about the draft is you fall in love with certain players and then you don't get them. Well, I fell in love with Najee Harris and they got him. So I'm thrilled. People are saying, oh, you shouldn't take a running back in the first round. Oh, shut up. I'm thrilled. And I think the Steelers are too.
I was hearing that talk these past couple of days. Also, because the Jaguars did the same thing. The pick, Travis Etienne, Clemson, another familiarity pick with Trevor Lawrence. Was that a good one, you think?
I'm not real crazy about him, but it's a great move to pair him with the quarterback that he knows. So, hey, good for them. Yeah, great, smart move.
All power to them. Then the Baltimore Ravens select Rashad Bateman from Minnesota, wide receiver. That's what they need. Lamar Jackson needed a wide receiver.
The only way they're going to get a wide receiver is if they draft him. Basically, if they hold them hostage, because no wide receiver wants to play for the Ravens. They desperately needed one, so we'll see if it works out, but it makes total sense.
The New Orleans Saints select Peyton Turner, defensive end from Houston. How about that?
Bit of a reach. There were other edge players out there, but hey, that's who they like, so be it.
Green Bay Packers, which a lot of noise coming from them with Aaron Rodgers. They select Eric Stokes, cornerback from Georgia.
Wow. They must really hate Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, they got a wide receiver later, and I believe in the third round, but my goodness, get the guy some help. Come on, Packers. It'll be very interesting to see how that all works out if he actually does get traded.
Justin Reilly admits Lamar Jackson can't and won't throw to save his life. That might be true. Unfortunately. Buffalo Bills select Greg Russo from Miami. Another, would that be a extra plus for the Bills to win the AFC East?
It could. One of the stories of this draft is there were a number of players that decided not to play their college football season last year, and Russo was one of them. So the question was, how are teams going to evaluate players like that? So that might be why Russo may have fallen a little bit. So we'll see.
Ravens also got the 31st pick, 27th pick and 31st. And at the 31st, they got Jason Owe, defensive end at Penn State.
This is a gamble. He didn't get any sacks, which is a little bit weird for an edge guy. So, hey, obviously they see something in him. You know, they needed somebody, so we'll see. But that's a big question mark there.
And finally, 32nd, the world champions, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, get Joe Tryon, linebacker from Washington.
I mean, the Buccaneers are just so loaded. They brought back everybody. They really didn't need anybody. So, you know, Jason Pierre-Paul is getting old.
No. You know, yeah, he is.
I can make a bunch of JPP jokes, but anyway.
Exactly.
But so he's his replacement, but yeah, Bucks are just in an amazing situation.
That is the first round out of the NFL draft. Let's go over what the Steelers did, because we can't go all seven rounds or three rounds. Let's go with the Steelers pick. The fourth pick, Najee Harris at number 24. 55, Pat Freiermuth, tight end from Penn State. Joe, what are your thoughts over that?
The Steelers desperately needed a center, so everybody thought they would go center in round two, and they didn't. They took Freiermuth.
Tight end.
The tight end. He is known for his blocking. They already have a tight end, Eric Ebron, but Eric Ebron cannot block at all. He's just a receiving guy. The Steelers, they have screamed that their emphasis this year is to improve the running game. They were dead last in running last year. So they got their running back. They're getting a blocking tight end. Later in the draft, they got offensive linemen to help with that. So it was all about helping the run. Now they got a blocking tight end to help with that.
And number 87, they got Kendrick Green, guard from Illinois.
He is going to be their center. He'll probably start immediately. he's called explosive, naturally strong. This is called a great, value in that in the third round. So, but he will immediately start.
Number 128, round four, Pittsburgh Steelers select Dan Moore, offensive tackle from Texas A&M.
He probably won't start immediately, but he will, at least provide competition at tackle. So that's good. Very good. Very good. Very good pick for fourth round.
Another fourth round pick from the Steelers. 140. Putty Johnson, ILB, Texas A&M. Joe?
They needed the Steelers had many leads, many needs, and one of them was at inside linebacker. So, he could give them a little bit of competition. We'll see if it works out. It's a bit of a stretch, but then again, you're in the later rounds, so there's less sure things than at this point.
These later rounds get a little bit question marky. Round five, number 156, pick. 156, they got Isaiah Loudermilk from Wisconsin, very well-known player. Joe, do you like it?
He's someone that did not produce much in college, but has the kind of body type that they like. So, he's a bit of a project that they could, turn into something. We'll see.
Round number six, pick number 216, Quincy Roach, linebacker from Miami. Joe, explain.
This is last year they took Alex Highsmith, and he is projected to be the starter at outside linebacker. Quincy Roach is similar to that. He is a little undersized, still needs some work, but it's a sixth round. you're just hoping for the best at this point.
Seventh round, two picks for the Steelers. Trey Norwood, cornerback from Oklahoma.
We'll see.
Another gamble.
He is a gamble. I mean, he could be a safety, a cornerback. We'll see.
The talents keep waning. Same round, seventh round, number 254, Presley Harvin III, Georgia Tech. Any positivity there, or just another gamble?
This is a gamble, but it's a lovable gamble. He's already becoming a legend in Pittsburgh. Big guy. He has a big leg. You're drafting a punter. What do you want? So, maybe he won't punt. Maybe he'll just take the ball and run over people. I don't know. It's a big dude.
And there you have it. NFL draft and also going to the Steelers. Okay, so overall, what would you grade the Steelers? What grade would you put for the Steelers in this year's NFL draft?
I say A. Let me put it this way. I was so in love with Najee Harris. If Najee Harris got drafted before that and they had to settle on either another running back or something like that, I would not have been as happy. I think they got exactly who they wanted, and I was thrilled with it too. So, hey, whether you agree with it or not, they got who they wanted.
True. Najee Harris was the number one target for the Steelers. And they got it, and I think it will be a great. I think it'll be a huge plus side compared to James Conner, so which he went to the Cardinals. So that should improve the running game, and we'll see where this story of Ben Roethlisberger and the Steelers go this season. And another Pittsburgh Steelers news today: they declined fifth year option on safety Terrell Edmonds. Thoughts on that?
Very interesting. Terrell Edmonds was. Some people hated him, think he's a bust. He has basically started basically from day one. He has been a starter on that defense. He's solid. He's not great. Sometimes he gets burned, but then so does every other defensive back. So he's just solid. I could totally understand why the Steelers would not pick up that fifth year option, because he's just, they figure they could do better. So I don't say it's a total bust, but then again, he's not exactly a star either. He's just there.
There you have it. That is Joe Toscano's thoughts over this draft. Any closing words before we go on to the poll question of the day?
I think this draft will be thought of as, what happens with the quarterbacks? Big decisions were made. We'll see if they work out.
Yeah, that is, and which is very familiar. Very similar to 2018, where there was four quarterbacks. I think in the first round, 4 to 5, and Lamar Jackson was the best one, and yeah, he was picked a little bit lower.
Right. So we'll see.
We'll see what happens. Poll question of the day: favorite part of a garden. Options are plants, mulch, grass, or trees. Joe, what is your favorite part of a garden?
Who likes mulch or grass? That's weird. It's plants are pretty. Plants, some of them have flowers and stuff. Trees are nice too, but if you say your favorite part is mulch, I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with you.
I like mulch because of the color. It could be a nice sharp red. Or it could be sharp brown, but it really depends. Anyways, plants are winning at 37%. Second place is tied with grass and trees, and mulch is last at 12.5. There you go. Yeah. I think no one has the same thoughts I do with mulch. But anyways, Joe Toscano, what is the best way to reach you to talk to you about Edmonds?
Joey Bag of Donuts V and Stephen F. I'll be grading the draft grades. That's what I'll be doing today.
Do it. That's all day Monday. And of course, you can reach us at the Sportscast1 on Twitter or at thesportscast.net. A lot of fifth year options being declined or taken today. A lot of NFL news is being spilled over this week. And of course, we'll find out if Garoppolo will be traded or not, because that's still up in the air. I remember when Coach Shanahan says, yeah, on Sunday, we don't know who's going to be quarterback by Sunday. So we'll see what happens. Patriots are happy. My Dolphins are pretty happy. I think we got, Jalen Waddle, Jalen Phillips, Javon Holland, Lem Eckenberg, Hunter Long, Leonard Coleman, Gerald Doak. So both Steelers and Dolphins had a good draft. But, hey, the game has to be played on the field. We'll see if these things do happen. Anyways, Joe Toscano, it's been a pleasure.
Always, sir. Thank you very much.